everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. It isn't easy learning a new language. Actually, it can be very difficult. It takes a lot of practice and discipline to study. Well, since you are watching today's program, I know that you want to learn a second language. So, you just might find today's lesson very helpful. Today's lesson is called Language Learning Made Easier. Language Learning Made Easier. Well, here's a question for you all. In the past, what was the biggest obstacle to learning a language? What was the biggest obstacle to learning a language? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin. Follow me.
Language Learning Made Easier. The Internet provides more tools than ever to learn a new tongue. In the not-too-distant past, learning a language meant overcoming obstacles. You had to find a private tutor or take a language class. You could also study on your own with a textbook and/or listen to a tape or CD. But the biggest problem was finding an opportunity to practice. Unless you were studying in a country where the target language was spoken, you had little opportunity to actually use it. You could search for and try to befriend native speakers in your community, but that wasn't always easy.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 obstacle 这个名词 ，ob 这个字首有反对的意思 ，st 这个字根是指站立，所以 obstacle 就是指障碍物或者是障碍。例如 ，the obstacles on the tracks were finally removed and the train arrived 2 hours late. 铁轨上的障碍物终于清除，火车误点了两个小时后抵达。或者是 the biggest obstacle for this candidate to win the election is his personality. 这位候选人赢得选举的最大障碍是他的性格。接下来我们看的是 befriend 这个动词。befriend 是指交朋友。例如 Bobby only wanted to befriend kids who speak his native language when he first got here. Bobby 刚来的时候只愿意和他说同样母语的孩子交朋友。befriend 也指对某人友好或给予帮助。例如 the family was befriended by an elderly couple when they moved into the neighborhood. 这个家庭刚搬来这附近时有一对老夫妇很照顾他们。So Gabe, do you ever find it difficult to learn a new language?
Well, it depends on the language. I mean, I grew up in Taiwan, so I was learning Chinese.From an early age, you know, I learned the Zhuyingfuhao when I was in first grade. But if you asked me to learn a language like Spanish, I think it would be kind of hard at first.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Well, I do think learning a new language can definitely be very difficult because it takes discipline. But more importantly, it really takes time.To really listen to the language.
Yes, and sometimes you need to spend a lot of time with it, right? Maybe reading a lot of books, maybe trying to write in that language, and talking, interacting with other people in that language is also really important.
Well, today's lesson is actually a very exciting lesson because it's called Language Learning Made Easier. For all of you who want to learn a second language,This lesson is just for you. And our lesson says the internet provides more tools than ever to learn a new tongue. And of course, this is a very useful phrase, more something than ever. Now, typically you use this phrase when you're just indicating that, something has changed and then all of a sudden you have more of something than in the past.
Exactly. So you could say something like this. Well, he's older than ever now. Of course, that's really obvious. We would say fei hua, right? Everybody gets older as time goes on. So you might use it in another way. So he is making more money than ever now, or he has more success than ever. She quit her job, so she has more time than ever to be with her kids.
Exactly. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. In the not too distant past, learning a language meant overcoming obstacles. There's several things that we'd like to talk about, starting with not too distant. This just means that something didn't happen too long ago or won't happen. It won't take long for it to happen.
That's right. I think you're talking about maybe the not too distant future.
Yes, exactly that one.
Yeah, if it's going to happen pretty soon, it will happen in the not too distant future. Of course, if it's the not too distant past, it really didn't happen that long ago. Of course, the opposite is the distant past or the distant future, right? But Rebecca, sometimes I use the phrase not so distant. Do you ever use that phrase?
Yes. Now, oftentimes I use the phrase not too distant future, and then I use the phrase not so distant past. But I guess you can also say not too distant past as well.
Okay, so friends, in our lesson we read, in the not too distant past, learning a language meant overcoming obstacles. Well, what does it mean to overcome obstacles?
That's a good question. What is an obstacle? An obstacle is something that's challenging, that keeps you from moving forward. But if you overcome that obstacle, that just means that you successfully deal with something so you can move forward. Just like in this picture, that runner had some obstacles that he needed to overcome.
That's right. And friends, if you hear this phrase, you know there's the idea of a goal somewhere. So this runner has a goal, but to get to that goal, he has to overcome some obstacles. What kind of obstacles do you have to overcome in your life? Perhaps at your work. Maybe you just want to work with a good and positive attitude. Sometimes we have to overcome obstacles just so that we can have a good attitude.
That's a very good point. Well, in our lesson in the not too distant past, learning a language meant overcoming obstacles. For example, you had to find a private tutor or take a language class. You could also study on your own with a textbook and or listen to a tape or CD. So those are different ways that you could learn a language in the not-too-distant past.
Right, but there was a problem, right? We read, but the biggest problem was finding the opportunity or an opportunity to practice. Unless you were studying in a country where the target language was spoken, you had little opportunity to actually use it. Well, that's true. If you have a chance to study abroad, here's a good reminder for you. Don't just hang out with your friends from your country or people that speak the language spoken in your country. You should try to make friends from that foreign country where the target language is spoken. Then you can have the opportunity to practice more.
So you could befriend native speakers. That's what our lesson says. You could search for and try to befriend native speakers in your community, but that wasn't always easy. Now, if you befriend somebody, that just means that you become somebody's friend.
That's right. Of course, today we have Facebook. You can befriend someone on Facebook as well. My friend Michael befriended me on the MRT several years ago. He just started talking to me, and now we're friends. So thank you, Michael, for befriending me. You are a good friend.
Excellent. Oh, well, earlier we saw the word where the target language was spoken. Now, what's the difference between where and which?
Ooh, three letters, Rebecca. But let's find out more in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. Today, let's look at a very small part of a sentence. If an event happened in a place and you want to talk about that place, do you say that's the place where something happened or that's the place in which something happened?
Well, the answer is
It depends. To decide which construction to use, you must first consider who your audience is.
That's right. If you're talking to a bunch of friends, you can use the word where. For example, that's the store where the robbery took place.
However, if you're in a more formal setting, such as a lecture on an academic subject, you might want to say, that's the store in which the robbery took place.
That does sound more formal. Okay, here's another reason we might want to use which instead of where, and that is precision. For example, the house at which I saw Susan has a slightly different meaning from the house in which I saw Susan.
Right. If we use where, we lose the subtle distinction. The house where I saw Susan doesn't tell us where exactly I saw her. It might have been inside the house or outside the house.
如果你想要描述某一个场所，那个场所曾经发生了一件事，例如一家曾经被抢的商店，你可以说 That's the store in which the robbery took place. 你也可以说 That's the store where the robbery took place.一个用 in which, 一个用 where. 差别在于 in which 比较正式， where 比较口语。因此用哪一个讲法取决于你说话的对象。在正式的场合用 in which, 跟朋友聊天用 where。除了这个差别， which 有一个优点，那就是它可以精准地指出地点。例如在那一栋房子我见到 Susan, the house where I saw Susan,只说出了在房子那里，但是 the house in which I saw Susan 就明确地表示我是在 in 屋内见到她。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. How would you like it if I told you that learning a new language is becoming easier and easier? Would you like that? Well, guess what? I'm here to tell you that learning a new language is becoming easier. And that is what our lesson is all about. You have the internet,And you have a lot of other resources. Well, we are going to learn about some of those resources right now.
Language learning made easier. So you would end up memorizing grammar and vocabulary, but still have no confidence in your language ability.But the vast possibilities of the internet have allowed language learning opportunities to explode. A quick check on YouTube for Learn Spanish yields more than 12.8 million results. If you search for Learn Chinese, you'll find 8.9 million possibilities. And Learn English has 36.1 million results.YouTube presentations cover a wide range of skills, with levels from beginner to advanced. Just watching them gives you plenty of language input.
Okay, 继续我们看 grammar 这个名词。G-R-A-M 这个字根有写或涂的意思，所以 grammar 是指文法或文法学。例如 Frank got an F on his report for its lack of substance and poor grammar. Frank 的报告不及格是因为缺乏内涵以及拙劣的文法。或者是 The grammar book covers only basic rules for beginners. 这本文法书只包含给初学者学习的基本文法原则。它的形容词是字尾去掉 r 再加上 tical 变成 grammatical 例如 This essay has many grammatical mistakes 这篇作文有许多文法错误最后我们看的是 yield 这个动词 yield 在这里是指得到或产生，例如 the long-term treatment yields positive results， 这个长期的疗程产生了好的结果，或者是 the team's hard work has yielded a 15% increase in their sales， 这个团队的努力带来了 15% 的销售成长。Yield 也指农作物的产出，例如 when farmers began using new farming techniques, their land started yielding better crops than before. 当农夫们开始采用新的农业技术后，土地的收成变得比以前更好。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we learn something else new. We learn so you would end up memorizing grammar and vocabulary.But still have no confidence in your language ability. Why? Well, that's because you didn't have a lot of opportunities to practice the language you were learning. Now, let's talk about this phrase, to end up. This just means that you finally end up, or you finally find yourself in a particular place or situation.
For another example of how to use this phrase, you could talk aboutA student who went to university. She went to university as a music student, but she ended up as a biology major. So she started out with one goal or direction, but did something different after all. She ended up doing something different.
And so these language learners, they would know all this vocabulary and grammar, but...they still had no confidence in their language ability. Now let's talk about that phrase, to have confidence. And if you have confidence, that just means that you are very certain of your abilities and you trust other people's.
So what kinds of things do you have confidence in? I have confidence in my people's skills, but I don't have a lot of confidence in my math skills.
I don't have a lot of confidence in my math skills either. There's a reason I'm an English teacher. Well, continuing on, but the vast possibilities of the internet have allowed language learning opportunities to explode. Let's talk about that word, to explode. If something explodes, it doesn't make a loud sound in our lesson. It means that something increases quickly.There's a lot more opportunities.
So there are a lot of money-making opportunities exploding now as well. That means they are coming into being, right? And now online we can learn new languages. We read on a quick check on YouTube for Learn Spanish yields more than 12.8 million results. Okay, so that's Spanish. What about for Chinese?
Well...For Chinese, if you search for Learn Chinese, you'll find 8.9 million possibilities. And what about English?
Learn English has 36.1 million results. So there are a lot of new ways that you can learn this language.
YouTube presentations cover a wide range of skills, with levels from beginner to advanced. Just watching them gives you plentyof language input. Now let's talk about that phrase, language input. This just means that you are given the opportunity to hear the language quite regularly that you are trying to learn.
And so when you come to Studio Classroom every day, you are getting a little bit of language input here. No, maybe 24 minutes or so. But maybe you think it's not enough. Well, our lesson is talking about other ways that you can have a language input.In your life.
And one of the important ways of doing that is by listening maybe through television or the radio.
And of course, also by enjoying the
SC Challenge. Yes! Hello everyone. Today we have a new player. And what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Zach.
Hey Zach. And this is your first time on the SC Challenge.
It is.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. Are you excited?
I am. I'm ready to get into it.
Oh, good. Well, then what are we waiting for? Let's get right into it. Well, today's lesson is about how language learning is being made easier, right? Because it can be difficult to learn a new language.
Sure. Yeah, lots of challenges and lots of just cultural differences between the languages.
Exactly. Well, I have three questions for you about today's lesson.
Okay.
First question, in the past, what was the biggest obstacle to learning a language? A, it was hard to find materials. B, it was impossible to learn. C, it was hard to find an opportunity to practice. Or D, it was impossible to find any CDs or tapes.
I think I'd go with C.
C. And that's your final answer.
Yes.
Well, that is correct. Yes, it was hard to find an opportunity to practice. And as we know, practice is important. Practice makes perfect, right?
That's right.
Great. How often do you practice your Chinese?
Yeah, so I try to use it and practice every day. But like you said, there are opportunities or there's moments missed where I don't have the chance to practice.
Yes, I feel the same way. Well, next question. When learning a language, what often lacks? A, skill. B, vocabulary. C, materials. Or D, confidence?
I'm going to have to say D, confidence.
And that is correct. Oftentimes, confidence lacks. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree as well.
I think it's one thing to learn from materials and gain skills, but sometimes the books won't teach you confidence.
No, books don't give you confidence. Confidence comes from doing it.
Right.
Exactly.
So true.
So last question. Where can you find short, free language videos? A, YouTube. B, Google. C, Yahoo. Or D, bookstores?
A?
Are you sure?
One more time.
A, YouTube. B, Google. C, Yahoo. Or D, bookstores?
Bookstores.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay, so your final answer is bookstores?
Yes.
Well, the correct answer was A,
YouTube. Oh, you talked me out of it.
Hey, well, that was a good answer,
too. I should have had more confidence.
You should have had more confidence. Excellent example. Well, friends, thank you for joining us, and I hope you got those answers correct or the questions correct. And we'll see you next time right here on the SC Challenge.
So it goes like this. 两只老虎跑得快。
What does that mean?
Oh, it means two tigers running fast.
Oh, so actually learning songs is a great way to learn a language.
Exactly. Friends, think about that. Do you listen to English songs? What kind of phrases and words can you learn from those songs? We do have more to learn about learning languages next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A friend loves at all times.
How
a friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.